It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Remember the situation from MTV's Jersey Shore?
GTL, baby!
The man.
GTL!
Tim and his brother allegedly filed false tax returns that understated their income, claimed fraudulent business deductions, and disguised income earned as other kinds of cash flow to avoid income taxes. The situation also deposited just under $10,000 in different bank accounts to avoid scrutiny. Since banks have to report anything over $10,000, they allegedly used all this money for high-end luxury vehicles and clothing. Their charges are serious, too. The maximum sentences for the situation and his brother range from 5 to 20 years.
No.
Well, at least prison's got the gym and it's got the laundry. There's no tanning, though.
No tanning. Ryan Phillippe is not dating Katy Perry. Weeks after tabloid reports claim the actor and pop star were spotted getting cozy at Elton John's birthday bash, Ryan took to Twitter yesterday to set the record straight. He tweeted in all caps, "I am not dating Katy Perry. Barely know her. Please stop flying helicopters over my house. She is not here. Thanks."
So you're saying there might be something going on there.
So there might be something going on. Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn have reportedly called it quits. A source tells People magazine that they have amicably ended their relationship of 3 years. They remain close friends and wish nothing but the best for each other moving forward.
Was that in cap locks? "We have amicably split and are no longer dating, but I really care about her."
No, not in all caps. E! News reported that they were just on two different pages in life and that the actress was the one that called the break. An insider predicted a reconciliation may happen in the future. The insider also said that they were great together, never had fights, so getting back together can be possible, but as of now, they need time.
We need time, but we're doing okay.
Kylie Jenner surprised a group of students from Rio Americano High School in Sacramento by crashing their junior prom.
"Here, have a Pepsi."
That's the sister.
My bad.
Jenner.
The Keeping Up with the Kardashians star served as the date of a boy named Albert. She took a private jet to show up at the prom with her best friend, Jordan Woods. The 19-year-old apparently agreed to go with the high school student after he got turned down by the first girl he asked. The high school junior became an instant legend among his peers on Saturday night when he surprised them all by turning up at prom with the reality star on his arm. Imagine being the girl that turned him down and then he shows up with Kylie freaking Jenner. Gosh, that's rough. And model TV personality Chrissy Teigen just helped one aspiring skincare expert move forward in her career by offering to pay for her school tuition. The student is a woman named Mercedes who recently reached out to her friends and family asking to help pay for a $6,000 tab for classes in order to get a license in aesthetics and further her knowledge in skincare. Luckily for Mercedes, Chrissy came across her post online and plunked down $5,605. That was the remainder of the balance that was owed. Chrissy also posted a message with her donation. She said, "I've seen this be your passion for such a long time now. So excited to see you fulfill your dream." I think that is so cool.
I need somebody to pay for my dream.
What was that? Like unlimited snacks?
Something like that. I don't. I'll. You give me the money and I'll figure out my dream.
Sounds like a plan. That is the garbage.